You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Good morning. Have you been curating an impressive queue of books you would like to read over the summer months? As you line up thrillers, travelogues, self-help manuals, and other prospects, think about this. Behind every good book is an author who's poured their heart and soul into it, often with this adage in mind, write about what you know. Today we hear from a local writer who has done just that. Vance Lemkuhl's V for Veg column appears every other Thursday on Philly.com. It taps into the lifestyles of the meatless. He's also written Eating Vegan in Philly, a guidebook to vegan eating and activism in the city where he went meatless after his move from Ohio years ago. Lemkuhl is so V-centric and good-humored that he once created and starred in a vegan variety show where he sang this number.
For example, the second verse starts, there's cinnamon, grapes, avocados, and dazed peanut butter and raspberry jam, a rogue guacamole, granola, stromboli, tabbouleh, and coleslaw and yams. There's mangoes, tamales, oatmeal, macadamias, marzipan, cauliflower, and mint, macaroni, miso, minestrone, French onion, and soup, hot and sour. There's kiwi and ziti and seafood, seaweed fajitas, and pizzas and beets and raita, and leeks, fettuccine, sashimi, rotini, and baba ganoush on a pita. There's pralines and pretzels and plantain chips, pickles and pea soup and licorice whips, garlic and mushroom asparagus tips, cumin and black bean dip, with so many treats, so neat, complete, and sweet to eat. Why bother to have a cow? The point being, obviously, there's a lot of things that people eat that they don't think they're eating vegan food, but they are. I grew up in southwestern Ohio, where the kind of cuisine that was standard there was not very vegetable-friendly. Coming to Philadelphia, actually, the different kinds of ethnic restaurants they had here, that certainly had a big impact on me, I think, in terms of making me realize that it is easy to get good quality food without having to rely on meat and dairy, even in a city that is known for its cheesesteak and whose name goes on a brand of cream cheese and other things. My favorite little-known vegan fact that has to do with Philly is that the American Vegan Society, which essentially spurred most vegan activism that is currently going on in the United States, started with Jay Dinshaw going vegan in 1957 at the corner of Front and Venango Streets after emerging from the Cross Brothers Slaughterhouse, which he had toured in order to see if he should go vegan. And that the fun fact element of that is that that's the same slaughterhouse that was later used for the scenes in Rocky where he's punching the sides of beef. So it has the Rocky connection, the Philly thing, the vegan thing. It's all tied up in one. I like to think that I have started a conversation or helped to amplify a conversation about vegan food in Philadelphia that has perhaps helped people become aware and help vegan businesses kind of catch on. I don't have any scientific evidence to prove that, but the vegan restaurant scene has kind of taken off in the past 5 years or so, which is, you know, I started my column in July of 2011, so probably there's a definite cause and effect relationship that somebody could eventually tease out if they had the right controlled study.